World War One on the BBC.
6th of August. A German Zeppelin bombs Liège. The first air attack on a European city. 150,000 German troops are now surrounding the Belgian defences.
We have unsheathed our sword in a just cause.
The Prime Minister, Henry Asquith, makes his first wartime speech in the House of Commons. He has struggled to keep his Liberal Party together, with success. Only two cabinet ministers have resigned in the end.
I do not think any nation ever entered into a great conflict, and this is one of the greatest that history will ever know, with a clearer conscience or stronger conviction that it is fighting not for aggression, but for the maintenance of principles vital to the civilization of the world.
Lord Kitchener is settling in to his new position as Secretary of State for War. He tells the Cabinet he expects the conflict to last for a minimum of 3 years. At the War Office, his staff are already working round the clock. The Daily Express describes the arrival of their demanding superior.
The first question he asked was, "Is there a bed in the building?" "No, sir," replied an official. "Then get one."
Opposition to the war has melted away. Ramsay MacDonald, the leader of the Labour Party, resigns after losing the support of his own pro-war MPs. In Aberdare, the Labour MP Keir Hardie's anti-war meeting is disrupted.
As Keir Hardie rose, the silence changed to pandemonium. The men in the front rows got on their seats and shouted back at the disturbers, and there were two or three fights. There was booing and shouting on all sides. The sound of a revolver shot and an ugly rush. But we managed to get out into the street unhurt.
Around the country, the British Expeditionary Force is coming together. The emotions of the crowd seeing off the troops are mixed. James Mackay is at Newcastle upon Tyne railway station.
There is not cheering, not great ovations, no wild enthusiasm. Just a great stricken mass of humanity, broken-hearted, as a mother who's lost her only child. There is an occasional cheer, but for the most part, things are very grave. A picture of deep sorrow.
Back in Liège, the Germans are increasingly frustrated by the delays to their advance. 8,000 of their men have been killed. They're getting jumpy, concerned about reported attacks from Belgian civilians. Berlin gives a statement to Reuters.
The German troops cannot be blamed if in self-defense they do not give quarter.
As the day wears on, the threat starts to be carried out. In one incident at the village of Suman, German troops round up the men in a field.
It is your brothers who are firing on us at the fort of Fleurant.
The villagers are then shot in front of their wives and children. Thank you for downloading this program from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.